Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Consolo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ed Rakow. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hank Aguirre. And now, play ball. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco takes first base on ball four. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Greco moves to third. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Del Greco scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez takes first base on ball four. Seaburn moves to second. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rakow, and towards Lump, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Kaline moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Kaline moves to third. Colavito moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a pop-up towards third. Boros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lump fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Del Greco strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Colavito moves to second. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Colavito moves to third. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 1 in the game. Boros takes first base on ball 4. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0 for 1 in the game. Aguirre hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0 for 1 in the game. Rakow hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline strikes out. 1 out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Colavito is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cash. The throw from Askew and he is out, Consolo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash juggles the ball. That's an error on Cash. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Del Greco moves to second. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jimenez hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0 for 2 in the game. Simulai strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Rakow covering, for the out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Boros hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-2 in the game. Consolo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0-for-2 in the game. Rakow bunts towards the mound. Aguirre fields it and throws to first for the out. Consolo moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Del Greco hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Farley pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-3 in the game. Button takes first base on ball 4. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Button moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Button trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Bruton moves to second. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Bruton moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Danny McDevitt now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first, with McDevitt covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Regan now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Jimenez takes first base on ball 4. Seaburn moves to second. Jose Tartabull pinch runs for Manny Jimenez. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 0-for-3 in the game. Cimolai hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seaburn scores. Tartabull moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Consolo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to third. Cimolai moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jose Tartabull now playing center field. Bobby Del Greco now playing left field. Jake Wood pinch hits for Dick McAuliffe. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood takes first base on ball 4. John Wyatt now pitching. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Boros takes first base on ball 4. Wood moves to second. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wood moves to third. Boros moves to second. One out. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Phil Reagan. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wood scores. Boros moves to third. It's 5-3, Athletics. Howie Koplitz pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boros scores. Koplitz moves to second. It's 5-4, Athletics. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bruton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Fox now pitching. Jake Wood now playing second base. John Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks, Colavito is called out on strikes. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Jake Wood. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Boros hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash moves to third. There goes Osborne trying to get to second. Del Greco throws the ball into Charles, who relays the ball to Lump, who tags Osborne for the out. 2 outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Consolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.